Hello and welcome to everyone listening to the Written to Melanin podcast, the place where you come to get your weekly dose of melanated creativity. I'm your host, CM Lockhart, an author of fantasy books featuring black girls who aren't all that nice and the owner of the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by black authors. And in this space, I share with you everything I've learned on my journey as a black and indie author. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to episode number 41, you guys. So one of the things that I'm very fortunate to be able to say is that I am a full-time author. It is the dream and or goal for a lot of authors, but I'll be the first to warn and admit that working for yourself isn't the easiest thing in the world. With all the time in the world, it becomes difficult to decide how to make the most of it. So today I'm sharing a few things to keep in mind for managing your time as an author. So you guys, I am going to try to keep this as quick and brief as possible and stay on task so that I am not keeping you on this podcast all day, but there are a couple of things that I definitely want to talk about when it comes to managing your time as a full-time author, especially as someone who's been doing it for a couple of years now. And for sure, when I first started working for myself, there was definitely a learning curve. There was definitely like a, oh, okay, I have to figure out how to make this work for me. Otherwise, it's not. So a couple of things that I think are really important that I kind of wish someone had told me from the very beginning that I feel like would have made my journey as a full-time author just a little bit easier. So the first thing that I kind of want to touch on is the fact that I wish someone had told me that working for yourself is not easy, and walking into it with that assumption is setting yourself up for failure, because working for yourself is often harder than working for someone else because you have to make all of the decisions and you are responsible for all of the risks that you take. Whether you succeed or fail is completely up to you and your actions. And let me tell you, that can be stressful. It can be very nerve-wracking. And for me, that is one of the things that I had to learn to accept, because, you know, when you're working for someone else, you know, if things don't go the way that you want them to, it's not a big deal. It's not your fault. It's not your company. You know, someone else was making the decisions. You were just implementing them. But when you work for yourself, you are all the positions. You are the CEO. You're the financial officer. You are the employee. You are everything. And if you make a decision and you implement it, if you succeed, great. Wonderful. You know, you've done something great. Keep it moving, keep it trucking. But there are going to be moments where your idea does not pan out the way that you thought it was, and you have to take responsibility for that. You have to sit with yourself and be like, this was a decision that I made and it didn't work. And that responsibility and that weight can definitely be hard to deal with at times. It can definitely be a struggle. And I wish I had known that for sure going into it, because it seems easy from the outside. Like, oh, obviously I would do something yada, yada, yada. Like I would do it this way, that way, or that way. And it's easy to say that from the outside, but when you're in the moment and you have to make decisions for yourself and for your business that could potentially affect how much money you make, how successful you are in your career, that pressure, like they say pressure bursts pipes, and y'all, that's real. That's real. You have to learn how to deal with that. And I feel like if you are thinking about making the leap to working for yourself, that's something that you kind of need to sit with before you make that leap. Like, are you prepared to make these decisions? Are you prepared to make hard decisions? Are you prepared to be between a rock and a hard place and you have to pick a direction? You know, because the situation will arise. It's not if it will arise, it will arise. So you kind of have to know how you want to handle that situation, because if you're prepared for a situation before it happens, then it's more likely to go in the way that you want it to. But yeah, I would say that the biggest thing for this is just go into your work with clear and accurate expectations, and know that, like I said, you're responsible for everything. So that comes with a shift in your mindset that I think would be really helpful if you have that or are in the midst of having that shift before you make the leap. That being said, my second thing that I wish I had known before I started working for myself is that you need to evaluate yourself and your process regularly. So this is especially for my authors. Be mindful that what worked for you during that first week, that first month, that first year may not continue to work for you. Like, your process is most likely going to continue to change and evolve. And it's really important to be mindful of that and to check in with yourself. Because again, there is no one who's going to be like, hey, are you still meeting your goals? Hey, are you still meeting your checkpoints? Hey, are you still on route to achieve what it is that you want to achieve? And you have to make time to check in with yourself, because just because something was working for you doesn't mean it's going to continue working for you, or that as time goes on, there are not skills and tools and things that will help you do what you do better. So just get comfortable with evaluating yourself honestly and just checking in with yourself, because better tools become available, and the supports that you needed in the beginning may not be the same supports that you need as you continue, especially as you start to modify things. A really good example of this for authors a lot of times is just the software that you use to write. You know, you might start out being like, oh, I use Google Docs. And then you might shift and you might start paying for a service where it's like, do you need it? No, technically most things you can, there is a free way to do most things that you want to do. However, if you want to do it better, if you want to do it faster, if you want to do it more effectively, then you have to check in with your process and be like, okay, maybe it's time to update this. For me, it was definitely purchasing writing software. I migrated from Microsoft Word to Dabble Writer. I've talked about this a lot on my channel and the podcast, so feel free to like get into that. But I also started out with like sticky notes, right? To like just keep up with the little things that I needed to do for the day, because it was just like one thing. But as I got better at writing and I got more comfortable within my position and my mindset as I am a business owner, like I have things that I have to do. I'm not just at home. Like, I am working for myself, which as a Black woman, that really did take a huge mindset shift for me, because my parents were not necessarily on board with this idea of what I had in the beginning, and I had to adjust for that. So like I said, shifting my mindset, but also I migrated from, I'm just doing one thing, I'm just writing. And so I had sticky notes. That's how I kept track of what I needed to do for the day. But as I started doing more and I got more into my process, I upgraded to a physical planner, because I was like, I need to keep these things organized. I have meetings and I have things that I have to commit to that I need to be able to keep track of, that I just can't live in my head and they can't be on random sticky notes around my desk. So then I upgraded to a planner. And now that I am doing multiple things, I have the podcast, I have the YouTube channel, I'm writing multiple books at the same time, I am still running my show on YouTube with my co-host. You know, I am doing a lot of things. I have the Melanin Library. So now I have TickTick, and it is a time management app that I highly recommend. It's been keeping my life on track for the last couple of weeks, months, and I really enjoy it. Am I going to stick with it forever? Maybe. But am I going to reevaluate it constantly, especially if I start to notice that it's not working for me the way that it used to? Absolutely. Absolutely. So that being said, that kind of leads me into my next point about time management as a full-time author and things that I had wish I had known before I started working for myself. And that is to leave room for flexibility. Like, there are going to be days where your plan goes awry. It's going to happen. You're going to have a plan. You're going to have expectations, and everything is going to go left. Everything's going to go out the window, and there's not going to be anything that you are going to be able to do about it. And you have to learn how to make a new plan on the fly. You have to learn how to roll with the punches. You have to learn how to be like, okay, this didn't work out, so this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to restructure. This is how we're going to refocus. This is how we're going to get back on track. That was also something that I really struggled with, because I initially was the type of person where I was like, if I have a plan and the plan goes awry, like my whole day is shot. I'm just like upset. So learning to be able to be like, okay, this went left, but we can still salvage this day. We can still do what we need to do. We can still grow, you know? I think it's really, really important to have that kind of flexibility, especially when you're working for yourself, because it kind of goes back to that responsibility thing that I was talking about in the beginning. That responsibility without that flexibility will break you. It will. So you have to be mindful that when you're working for yourself, especially as an author and a creative, you have to understand that sometimes the well is not going to be as overflowing as you want it to be. So remember to give yourself a little bit of grace when that happens. And if you're anything like me, you probably need to hear this. Okay. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it twice. Okay. You are not a failure simply because you did not accomplish everything that you wanted to for the day. Okay. Hear me when I say that. You are not a failure simply because you did not accomplish everything that you wanted to for that day. And I think it's really important that you keep that in mind, because if you let yourself get overwhelmed by the fact that you didn't do everything that you had on your to-do list, it can really bog you down and make you paint this picture inside of your head that you are not as successful as you want to be, as you think that you could be, because you're like, oh, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. It's really important to focus on what you did accomplish and understand that not everything is meant to be accomplished in the same day. So give yourself a little bit of grace, a little bit of space to breathe and to be like, okay, you are still human, even if you are working for yourself. And if you're like me and you're like, hey, this has to be successful because there is no plan B, that's fine, but don't be too hard on yourself. Which leads me to point number four, which is super important. And I wish I had heard this and not just heard it, but like really received it in the beginning, because it took me a couple of years to understand that it's okay to give yourself a day off. So point number four specifically is don't overload yourself and remember to give yourself days off. Meaning that you are your own boss. Meaning that if you want to be a good boss, you have to give your employees time to rest. Like, that's just how it works. And you are boss and employee. Give yourself space and time to rest. Give yourself space and time to take it easy, because it is very easy to fall into this trap of working all the time. And that can be so detrimental, because you'll burn yourself out. And if you're in it for the long haul, and I'm assuming that if you are making the leap to a full-time author, to an entrepreneur, to working for yourself full-time, then you are trying to make this a career. You're trying to make sure that you never have to go back to working for someone else again. So make sure that you give yourself time to breathe, time to rest, time to recover, and time to be a full and complete human, because your life is still going to happen. The difference for me, anyway, that I noticed when I started working for myself is that, you know, I have time to do things during times that I didn't have available to me before. Meaning that if I want to take the day off because I'm tired, because full transparency, I do not have the best of health. I am anemic. And so sometimes I just simply do not have the energy necessary in order to do everything that I want it to do. And so I have to give myself a time off. But what that looks like is when my husband goes to sleep and I'm like, I'm still up, I'm still awake because I've rested all day. Okay, well now it's like 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm up, now I can do the things that I didn't have time for before. And that's okay. You have that flexibility, what I mentioned before, and I also gave myself time to rest. And if I need a whole day off, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes you guys, I am just sitting here in my living room, in my pajamas, playing video games, reading a book, reading manga, taking time for myself in the middle of the week, because that's what I need. Because it's also very easy to fall into the trap of, like I said, working all the time, especially when you enjoy what you do. It is very, very easy to fall into this idea of, oh, I'm just gonna work all the time. And I am guilty of this. It's something that I still have to remind myself. I'll find myself working 10, 12, 15 days in a row, and I have not given myself a break because I'm like, I enjoy what I do. It's not work to me all the time. And so I have to be mindful, and mostly my husband, he'll come in and be like, hey, I'm still here. Would you like to spend time with me? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let's do something. But it's also really important to give yourself that time and that space. Which brings me to my last point, which is honestly the most important aspect of all of this, of working for yourself, that can be really difficult, especially in the beginning, especially if part of the reason you started working for yourself is because, like me, your health is not the greatest. If, like me, your health is and your mental goes up and down, and you have to give yourself time and space to recover. Point number five is remember that you have to work. Give yourself days off, but remember that you have to work. So don't fall into the trap of putting everything off, right? You still have to do the work. You still have to get things done. You still have to do the things. So yeah. It becomes a very slippery slope that leads to doing nothing when you think you can always just do it later. So be mindful of that, be careful, and I'm just gonna leave that where it is. You have to do the work. Just remember that. So that being said, you guys, I'm gonna leave you guys with a bonus tip, which are the tools that I use to keep myself on track and to keep my life organized as a full-time author. There are a couple of these, and I will leave links to them down in the show notes. So for sure, check them out if that's something that you're interested in. The first one I already mentioned, that is TickTick. That is the app that I use for everything, like all of my notes, my ideas. I use it for my writing. I use it for everything. basically, assume that your brain is not going to remember, and everything that you would forget is what I put into my TickTick. I also use OneNote. That is kind of what I share with my husband, and we have a bunch of notebooks together, but I also use it for my writing. I've talked about it a lot on my podcast and YouTube channel. I love OneNote. It's one of my favorite tools. So yeah, for sure. Let's see here. What else? Oh, also use Google Calendar and Calendly because, like I said, I run a podcast, I run a show, I do author interviews, I do all of that stuff. So I have to have calendar and I have to know what I'm doing so I don't overbook myself. If you are the type of person who you are like me and you're like, hey, I have meetings and I have things to commit to, use your calendar, because the way I had to literally write on my calendar, like, this is my sacred writing time, I literally had to be like, sorry, I cannot take a meeting at this time because I have to write, because literally other things started taking over my life and I'm like, I'm an author first. I have to make time to write. So definitely utilize your calendar. And like I said, I use Calendly to allow other people to book time in my schedule. And then I also use Discord. I have private servers that is literally just me for like my random thoughts for my stories and such. I also have ones with my friends. And then I also have the public one that I run for the Melanin Network, which is for Black authors. So those things kind of keep me all together. And there is a video by this YouTuber, his name is Ali Abdal, I want to say, and he talked about how he used all of these things to help him. So I will leave a link to that video down in the show notes as well, because I found that video to be extremely helpful in organizing my life. Like, it kind of changed everything, and I kind of wish I had found it sooner. But yeah, that is it for this episode of the Written to Melanin podcast, you guys. If you found this podcast helpful and would like to speak with me one-on-one about your book or have any questions about indie publishing, then check out my coaching services. I'm always happy to help guide writers on their indie publishing journey. If you would like to support this podcast, then please share it with someone that you think may enjoy it. Grab a copy of my book, We're the Origin, from my website, samlockhart.com, or request my book at your local library. You can also pre-order my next book, We Are Dying Gods, which comes out August 29th, which may or may not have already passed by the time you listen to this, but for sure, check that out as well. There are links in the show notes for everything. So as always, you guys, I appreciate you for listening. And until next time, I hope your days are lovely and your books are full of melanin.